Welcome to a podcast of Beyond the Book, a presentation of the not-for-profit Copyright Clearance Center. Copyright Clearance Center is the world's largest provider of copyright compliance solutions through a wide range of innovative licensing services and comprehensive educational programs for authors, publishers, and their audiences in academia, business, and research institutions. Become a fan of Beyond the Book on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Subscribe to the free podcast and never miss a program at www.beyondthebook.com.
We're looking ahead to a community conference being held by Firebrand Technologies in Newburyport, Massachusetts, later in September, and I want to welcome you all to Beyond the Book. This is Chris Keneally, your host and producer, and joining me on the line today is Fran Tulin, who is founder and chief igniter for Firebrand Technologies. Fran, welcome to Beyond the Book.
Hey, Chris. Thanks. It's good to be here.
Well, it's great to have you join us, and we're looking forward to you telling us about the conference that you're having. It's called a community conference, and I think it's worth explaining to people this importance of community to you and to everybody at Firebrand.
Well, the genesis of the community conference was from the notion that we were dealing with a lot of publishers as our clients, and we were also dealing through one of our services with lots of people that accepted title information from us, like Amazon and Ingram and Baker and Taylor and even Copyright Clearance Center. And we were dealing with them all on a one-on-one type basis. And the idea of bringing them together to discuss common issues and common problems and problems that they're being faced at an industry level as well as at a technical level just seemed to make really good sense to us. And we're doing our third now, and it's very popular.
Well, indeed, and I'm sure there are a lot of good reasons for it being so popular, one of which is Newburyport itself. Maybe we'll tell people a bit about that later in the program here. But let's look at the agenda. Now, the conference itself is called One Great Idea, Bring One, Take One. And there's a lot here about ebooks. And, of course, that is the subject of great import for the industry right now. But I would expect you're going well beyond just the ebook revolution and looking at the whole continuum of publishing as you know, from the very beginning all the way through to publication itself.
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, we're looking at the entire industry is in flux right now, and it's the thing that is on the minds of everyone that works in the industry. You know, where are we going? How are we going to get there? What do we have to do right now? I think that, you know, this conversation about where we're going is actually losing a little bit of steam, and people are, you know, sort of waiting for each ball to drop. But we need to operate now in this world of uncertainty, and the conference is about being practical and pragmatic and coming away with actionable things that people can work on.
Well, that sounds almost zen-like, but I appreciate that. There's a kind of sense of being in the moment. That's what's really important for you.
Well, I think it's the only way, because we all get mired in analysis paralysis if we don't. If we keep thinking about what's going to happen and then wait for one of the big movers and shakers to do something, like, you know, like Apple's announcements yesterday of, you know, how is this going to affect us? We just have to keep moving.
Well, you do have some big movers and shakers all the same, and leading things off on Tuesday, September 21st, after you kind of kick off the whole program, is Chris Palmer from Google, a name and a voice familiar to Beyond the Book listeners. We've had him appear on the show several times, and he's going to be telling the world, or telling your conference and the world at large, about Google Editions. So explain all of that.
Well, that's true, and you know, we've all been sort of waiting. All of us in the industry have been waiting for the launch of Google Editions, and it's forthcomingness, and whether or not it's going to be a game changer for publishers or not, or whether it's going to be a game changer for readers or not. And there's so much speculation, you know, one way or the other. And we thought that, you know, at the time when we were putting the conference together, it was speculated that Google Editions would launch sometime in late August, early September. So I reached out to some contacts there and got in touch with Chris. And from all indications, Google Editions is going to launch at some date very close to our conference. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but and so this is this may be his first opportunity to publicly speak about Google Editions.
Well, that makes it really exciting, but there's a lot more here. You've got a panel, and you've just put together some of the participants in it. That's called What is a Publisher Anymore? And that's a question we are pursuing here at Beyond the Book, because I think it's a very important point. In the past, there were really sharp lines between publishers and authors and agents and distributors, and those lines have really blurred. They've dissolved. In fact,
yes, they have. They have, and they haven't. I think that what we're seeing in the industry is that there are leading publishers who are very clear about where their strengths and values are, and what their role is in bringing a book to life. Then I also think that we're seeing all those other contingent groups that you talked about, whether they be agencies or self-published authors like Seth Godin, looking and saying, well, I don't need a publisher for those types of things. I can do it on my own. And so that's definitely upsetting the apple cart and creating competition for a lot of old staid houses, that is quite a challenge.
It must be unsettling for many of them. Now, who's going to be on that panel?
Well, I have on that panel, I have Don Lin, who is a consultant, but he started one of the first e-only presses called Quartet Press last year, and he is a principal in Or Books, which is a small publisher well known for its work on the Sarah Palin Going Rouge book. And then Jason Ashlock from Movable Type is a literary agent and very much working with authors directly to help get their books published in different ways. And also have Steve Rutberg, who's the director of marketing for Routledge Press, who's doing some very interesting things on the academic side as far as working and teaming more with authors. And this whole panel is going to be moderated by Ed Nowatka from Publishing Perspectives.
Well, it's something that I think should be a really a great opportunity for people who are attending the conference to hear some interesting perspectives, but also to ask some questions themselves, right?
Yes, absolutely. One of the main premises that we have for the conference, the overall organization of the conference is the first day we have scheduled panels, discussions, and those are designed to provoke people's thinking. The second day of the conference is what we call an unconference, where we will literally schedule sessions that morning, on Wednesday morning. We will schedule sessions based on what people want to talk about, based on the fact that hopefully they were provoked the day before. So that's interesting in and of itself, and that gives a lot of participation opportunities. But we do have a rule in our conferences, and that is that people should be encouraged to participate. The panels are really people who are sort of leading the charge and asking pointed questions as much as offering information. And so, and this is not a large group. You know, we're capping it at 150 people. So each of these sessions is going to be a fairly intimate affair, and it really does provide for an air of opportunity for people to speak up.
Well, and beyond the main events, if you will, that are kind of comprehensive views of the industry, you've got some separate smaller conference events under the categories of metadata, workflow, and technology. Briefly tell us about those.
Well, Yes. I mean, we have the people that are coming to the conference and are publishers, distributors, wholesalers, data aggregators, and they have varying roles in their companies. So we have people who are going, you know, from heads of houses down to the IT managers to publicists to marketing directors, and so that given all these different roles, we had to try to find ways to that would you know, that would give value to those people for coming and gathering here at Newburyport. And so at the industry level is something that has an interest for one subgroup of those people. Since we do so much of the work that we do is related to bibliographic metadata, we have a large contingent of people that are coming that are very interested in that. And we work very closely with BISG on a number of initiatives. So they're involved in this as well. And so that's, you know, so we have several sessions that are really aimed at those people. Then on the workflow side, much of what we do with our software is really help publishers to reorganize themselves to be more efficient in the way that they produce books. And the handoff from editorial to marketing to sales to production. And everywhere we go, people are looking for best practices and how to accomplish some of those things. And given ebooks and their role in the world now, it's sort of throwing a lot of wrenches into those well-formed workflows. So we're going to use that track to discuss those things. And then the last track is really about underlying IT infrastructure types of questions about how to make systems talk to other systems and things like that.
Well, putting together a conference like this is a lot of work, I'm sure, and you try to do as much as you can to attract the kind of community, the kind of participants that are really going to make it successful. But one of the things you have is that you didn't have to do any work on is Newburyport, Massachusetts.
No, it's hopefully on September 21st and 22nd, the weather will be just like it is today. Looking out my window at sailboats on the river is quite nice.
Well, for people who aren't familiar with New England, just briefly tell us what Newburyport's about.
Well, Newburyport is really a quintessential New England town. Its history, it's very historical. It is actually one of the first towns that was gentrified using all old mill buildings and all the old shops and very much the original street lines and lots of old houses where ship captains lived. And so it's, you know, we're right at the mouth of the Merrimack River, right on the ocean. So it's really a very beautiful spot.
Well, you know, I'm from Boston, but every chance I get, I head on up to Newburyport. It's a lovely little town and an historic one, as you mentioned. I believe at one point it was the busiest port in the United States.
Yes, it was, because the Merrimack River flows all the way through Lowell and Lawrence, Massachusetts, all the way up into New Hampshire. And this was really the birthplace of the Industrial Revolution. So all of the goods and services that were produced on the mills along this river came out of here. At one point, Newburyport was actually the fourth largest city in the colonies.
Well, all of that is past history, but the current history is that it's the home of Firebrand Technologies and Fran Tulin. And we want to say thank you for everybody here at Copyright Clearance Center for chatting with us today. Fran Tulin, who's the chief igniter and founder of Firebrand Technologies. Fran, good to talk to you.
Thanks, Chris. It's been fun.
It has been fun, and we hope everybody will check out more about the community conference coming up September 20th and 21st in Newburyport, Massachusetts, the Firebrand Community Conference, One Great Idea, Bring One, Take One. You can look for all of the information on our website, beyondthebook.com. For everyone at Copyright Clearance Center, this is Chris Keneally, the host of Beyond the Book, wishing you a great day.
Beyond the Book is an educational presentation of the not-for-profit Copyright Clearance Center, with conferences and seminars featuring leading authors and editors, publishing analysts, and information technology specialists. Beyond the Book is the premier source for knowledge on the latest business issues facing today's dynamic publishing industry, from initial research to final publication and beyond.